Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. In the headlines, young Cameroonians have underscored the need for the powers that be to reorganize the educational system in the country in a way that permits them to acquire skills and competences such that they can be financially independent. Health experts are cautioning people to be vigilant and sleep under mosquito nets, especially during this rainy season, to protect themselves from the malaria disease. These stories and more right ahead. Many youths in the Central region hold that the educational system does not permit them to acquire skills and develop competences which can render them financially autonomous. Others hold that the stereotypical attitude and certain cultural beliefs are constraints at a time when they join their peers across the globe today to commemorate this year's World Youth Skills Day. Likiate Gechuta Songazi of CRTV Centre compiled their views in the following report for the regional news.
As youths in the Central region celebrate the United Nations Skills Acquisition Day this July 15th with the objective of exposing young people with skills for employment and entrepreneurship, they are, however, discussing some of the impediments to youth skills acquisition in the region.
The educational system is one that does not really give room for youths as they grow up to be able to learn something new out of school. If you are considering maybe learning a skill like hair cutting, hairdressing, makeup, and other things that are good skills which can be learned out of school, the educational system is so tight and choked up that you will not really be able to have time to focus on learning those skills unless you want to maybe take off a little time from school.
When you have all those skills, hair cutting, painting, hairdressing, we think those people have money, because in Africa it's when you are a doctor, an engineer, something like that, you are respected in this society.
Another school of thought holds that there is a mismatch between skills development and recognized learning opportunities for the youth.
They don't have the access to electricity, especially for those who live in the rural area, and they don't have anyone in the urban areas where they can form and stay and get the access to electricity and machines that will help them exercise their knowledge.
Lack of access to education. Youths in these areas have not had the opportunity to get quality education, just like those in other regions. This, to an extent, limits the ability for them to gain skills that will help boost or increase their life.
There is an urgent need for youths in the Central region to be prepared for employment, fulfilled work and entrepreneurship by facilitating dialogue amongst the youth, technical and vocational training institutions in the region. This will go a long way to ensure sustainable skills acquisition. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
We go over to the West region, where some primary and secondary school holidaymakers in the city of Bafoussam are acquiring practical skills in electricity, plumbing, tailoring and socio-educative activities during this long holiday period on the occasion of the International Youth Skills Day. Our reporter Isaac Ngonkum took interest in the activities which are ongoing at the Multipurpose Youth Empowerment Center in Bafoussam 1 subdivision.
Their minds are still fresh and receptive to new ideas, learning practical skills in domains such as electricity, plumbing, tailoring and even socio-educative activities during this holiday period is a worthy investment. Some of the learners are excited to showcase knowledge gained 1 month into the holiday workshop.
My name is Ida Blama. I'm from doing a simple connection. I feel so happy because before I never knew how to do this. It was my passion. It was all my dream to do electricity.
My name is Kwan Foto Elvira. We learn so many things that can help us also in our society, like customization, bakery, how to protect our environment, poems, sketches, dance, and also several songs.
The chief of the Multipurpose Youth Empowerment Center in Bafoussam 1, Bridget Njiu Ngato Chapda, is impressed with progress made thus far.
As the chief of center and a mother, a parent, I am satisfied because from them, They serve as examples to the others. We make sure that we give them practical skills that they can use in future, despite the branch that they will want to choose, because most of them are even into general education. So they come here during the holidays to take these skills.
Challenges notwithstanding.
The main problem we have here is just the problem of space. We just manage around, and we are wishing that if the government through our ministry can offer same paycheck of someone with good structure, we'll do our best in order to make sure that most of the youths are being taken care of.
It is believed that these practical skills gained during the long holidays will go a long way in empowering participants for a better socio-economic integration in future. Isaac Ngonkum, Bafusam.
And just to remind that the holiday workshop is placed under the theme Youth Civic Engagement and Economic Patriotism for Healthy, Educational, Productive and Meaningful Holidays. You're listening to the regional news on the national station of the CRTV. As the rainy season intensifies, youths in Bamenda have taken it upon themselves to ameliorate the poor state of roads in some communities by filling potholes, creating sub-pathways, and opening up drainage systems. They have been able to improve the access state of muddy roads, making it easy for both pedestrians and car owners to circulate. Fela Kezia reports on this community initiative.
Gathering stones together, digging up gutters for running water, and tracing sub-pathways for their neighborhoods, these youths have taken the commitment to improve the road network in their communities. Chair John, one of the community leaders, says he is impressed with the work done.
What they were doing, actually, I was impressed because they struggled to open the gutters and then they feed the middle part of the road with stones and some gravel. So I was really impressed with them. I'll plead and I'll try to advise other youth around their own neighborhood that while we are waiting for the government, we should just try and arrange our roads ourselves because we are the ones using the road.
The youths are proud to be part of this initiative as it will not only aid their communities but help make the roads passable both for they as pedestrians and car owners.
The times that when we trek and those potholes are around on the road, when we train now, some of the car can just pass and splash water. If you are wearing a good dress, it just dirties it. Also, because of mud, cars get stuck on the road, which makes it very difficult for transportation to go on. So it's good to gather stones and then fill the pothole so that that water doesn't accumulate there.
While working on these roads, inhabitants of the community donate money to encourage them, which to the youth should be a heartfelt gesture and not an obligation.
If I'm passing on the way and I see people trying to fix the road, I think I'm going to help them because it's very good. Not everybody has that mind or that power to go out and do works like that because it's community work. If I'm giving money, it's for people's heart and I think it's going to help the community.
While expecting government initiatives to ameliorate the deplorable state of these roads worsened by intensified rains, the youth are happy to salvage the situation. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
And on to one of our top stories. Inhabitants of the Far North region have been asked to be more careful and sleep under mosquito nets to protect themselves. The call comes from medical experts of the region as it witnesses an increase in malaria cases during this rainy season. Our Far North regional correspondent, Sylvester Temkeng, has been closely monitoring the prevalence of malaria in the region. His report.
With the start of the rains in the Far North region, the population is now enjoying the freshness that comes with the rainy season. Unfortunately, this period is characterized by a number of health disorders. Mosquitoes are just everywhere, with pools of water multiplying as the rainy season continues. Enough reason for medics to call for caution, as Dr. Sinu Manuela explains.
During the rain, there's water flowing everywhere, bringing about dirt from people's stool, especially those that do not use toilets but use open air. So water flows from everywhere and accumulates in rivers. Such water is not good for consumption because it carries all sorts of germs that would cause two particular diseases quite frequent, dysentery and cholera. Malaria is much more frequent because water stagnates, creates a favorable environment for mosquitoes to breed and to reproduce themselves. So they increase in number, and the female of the mosquito would give malaria once the person is bitten. Flu is a seasonal disease that occurs when the temperature shift is very drastic.
The population is also being educated on how to take the necessary precautions. Once more, Dr. Sinu Manuela.
Do not treat rainwater as clean water. The one on the floor is carrying all sorts of germs, and the one from the rooftop is also carrying a lot of germs. So do not shower in rainwater. Do not drink rainwater. Do not wash food or wash dishes with rainwater. It is preferable to use public toilet. It is hygienic and healthier for the rest of the population to use public toilet. And once you've been to the toilet, do not ever forget to wash your hands properly before you touch any other thing.
Specialists in the domain of civil protection have also called on the population to avoid dumping refuse on the path of runoff water to avert floods and breeding ground for mosquitoes with an upsurge in the prevalence of malaria. Marwa Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
That report from CRTV Fanoff on the prevalence of the malaria disease puts a cap on today's edition of the Regional News. My name is Kelly Eben. Lunch on Date continues.